The Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
The Brave Group has launched Forge, a cutting-edge AI platform designed to revolutionize business operations through automation and data-driven insights. Now, spearheaded by Group CEO Musa Kalinga, Forge aims to empower businesses by offering innovative solutions that enhance efficiency and drive growth in the digital era. Now, joining me on the Business Report is the Group CEO, Mr. Musa Kalinga. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Forge has been described as a game changer in marketing. Could you tell us what inspired the creation of this AI platform and how it addresses the current challenges marketers face in today's fast-paced environment?
Yes, with pleasure. I think what we do know about technology in the modern era is that it's forced us to really think about the application into everyday work that we have to produce, and marketing is not exempt from that. And so a big part of what we have to solve for on a daily basis with our clients is getting the right balance of speed, quality, and cost with regards to the marketing process. Traditionally, there was always a saying that you compromise on one of those three, and that, you know, you can have two, but not all three at any given point in time. And we set about on a journey to try and solve for all three. Yeah. You know, the integration of AI allows us to be able to get, very, very good speeds at better quality and also at an acceptable cost. So that's what we're solving for. And the last couple of months has been a journey of testing various different AI technologies to do that.
At a recent NetBank event, you've mentioned that Forge integrates AI with human creativity. How do you see this balance between technology and creativity evolving in the market space?
Yeah, look, I think what we're trying to do is ensure that we get the best of both worlds. There are very clear benefits of using AI and related technologies that are a better use of time and resources than human beings.
Yeah.
And so as we explore the use of AI in the marketing field, we really are trying to invest in getting human beings to spend time in higher order tasks, in the human-driven tasks, being able to drive cognitive value contributions in the process. Versus human beings doing kind of the grunge work and the long and repetitive tasks that AI can do much better. And so at the integration of that, you really have to define a new way of working. And that new way of working is at which points do you integrate the AI and at which points is the human being the point that leads. And those checkpoints allow you to be able to get the balance of both AI and human beings.
Now, Mr. Kalinga, the platform promises to cut campaign development time by up to 80%. Could you walk us through the specific processes or features that enables this significant reduction?
Yeah, sure. So I think that the advertising and the marketing process are fairly similar and haven't changed much in the last 50 to 100 years. There's a process of getting a brief, which is understanding what needs to be done. There's generally a research process that leads to some sort of strategy or strategic consideration. And then you go into a creative process of understanding how to bring all of that to life. And then you actually produce whatever that comes out at the end. So in that process flow, what is important is that we have started to reflect on all the briefs and campaigns and work that we've done over a number of years. And we've tried to take the IP that we have around how you accelerate those processes. And so being able to understand what the output is at each stage of the process allows you to be able to focus in on what is required as an input to make that much better and much quicker. And so what's great is that when you work in a very linear fashion, you can reduce the time significantly. There are obviously the loops that need to be gone through with client approvals and that kind of thing, which is natural, natural in the process. But effectively, you're able to run a design thinking process alongside a technology that cuts down the time significantly.
Now, with the increasing focus on personalized customer experiences, how does Forge help brands achieve dynamic, real-time interactions that resonate more deeply with their audiences?
I think it's on two levels. The first is that Forge should integrate into your existing data. So the best use of a platform like Forge is for it to be able to draw and learn from existing information that often exists within brands or clients' environments. What we tend to do not so well as marketing brands, store that data in a way that it can be used effectively. So that's the first and most important thing. Second thing is because we're developing LLM, we're trying to build build Africa's most enabled LLM from a marketing point of view is that it learns and it gets better, right? So the idea there is that as it ontakes new knowledge, new information, the domain of understanding grows. And with that growth of understanding, there's a shared distribution of that into all users of the platform. So I think those are the two levels by which we're able to drive that kind of efficiency.
Yeah. And then talking about data, you know, data-driven decision-making is key in marketing. Now, how does Forge ensure that marketers can make more accurate, timely decisions while maintaining creativity in their campaigns?
Yeah, so I mean, for us, the sources of data are actually baked into our workflow. So it's not a scenario where you leave our platform to go and, you know, incorporate data. So we bake that into the workflow. Yeah. So provided you're asking the correct questions at the various different stages, the data that we have as plumbed into the infrastructure allows you to be able to get that benefit. What I think is a fantastic opportunity is for first-party data and synthetic data that exists within our various brands and clients to be able to augment that in real time. So we've got an API environment that allows us to be able to, you know, integrate into most client stacks, and that will give the real-time ability to use your data and transform that into knowledge and IP.
Now, for brands that may be hesitant to adopt AI, what would you say to convince them of Forge's potential to not only help them stay competitive, but then also redefine what is possible in marketing?
I'd reflect back on where we started. We're in a challenging economic time at the moment, and shareholders are demanding far more with far less than half the time. And so the idea of speed, quality, and cost become really, really crucial business drivers for the marketing function. And so what I always encourage a marketer to do is try and create just a very high-level business case around those three things, because you know the arrow will point directly to the use of technology, and I think Forge for us is a solution that helps to be able to solve for that.
How do you envision Forge transforming the industry in the next 5 years? What future developments or upgrades can we expect from the platform?
I believe deeply that AI and Forge will make the best marketers even better. I think those that adopt the technology early and kind of learn how it works will be augmented, basically. So, you know, you won't really be able to compete if you understand the technology and use it well. So that for us is very important. And so unfortunately, that will create a very clear divide between those that adopt technology and those that aren't. But certainly in the next 5 to 7 years, our goal is to ensure that we provide time back to the things that are most important in the creative process. And so if we find ways that we can enable the best marketers to be better, and we can then give time back to the creative process, we'd have achieved our goals. And so we've got a very clear roadmap of various different products and features that we're going to integrate onto the platform that solve for those two things, giving time back to the creative process and making the best marketers better. So at each step of the processes that I referred to earlier, we're going to be enhancing them as we learn and understand more about the users' interactions and the kind of value that they require from the platform.
Yeah. Now, the exclusive WhatsApp community for marketing leaders sounds like a valuable resource. What role do you see peer-to-peer discussions playing in the future of AI-driven marketing? And how does Forge facilitate these exchanges?
Yeah, peer-to-peer discussions are crucial. And as you mentioned, our WhatsApp platform for CMOs that want to get an understanding of not only Forge, but just what's happening within the AI space is really important. For early stage technologies, there's very clear, cheerleaders and there's naysayers, as I call them. And so the idea is to try and give people enough information for them to familiarize themselves with the ecosystem in a safe place where information gets shared regularly enough for you to have some stimulus. But similarly, in an environment where other people that are like-minded in career and volition can come together. And so that platform is there to educate. It's also there to create a level of confidence in the technology. So early stage technologies, some executives might find a little bit intimidating. And so the more you know about them, the more confidence you'll have in starting a POC or doing a pilot project or whatever it may be. And so as we build out that community, we'll focus on trying to provide the right level of content to meet our audience where they're at.
Yeah, exactly. How has the reception been from marketers and industry professionals so far? And what kind of feedback have you received from those who have joined the waiting list for version 1 of Forge?
Oh, the feedback's been fantastic. The feedback has been, it's been polarizing as well, to be honest. I think there's some people who are super excited about it and the others who are very worried and concerned, rightfully so. So quite polarizing. But in general, I think what is important is the problem that we're trying to solve is a real problem. That's been validated even by the early feedback, the internal testing we've done with our teams and the early testing we've done with the waitlist has validated that there's a very big problem that needs to be solved. The challenge with big problems that need to be solved is that they create ecosystems, and those ecosystems have to be disrupted for a new solution to emerge. And I think that's probably what creates a lot of nerves and anxiety for many people in advertising and marketing.
Now, in what ways can brands and marketers start preparing now to integrate platforms like Forge into their long-term strategies for maximum benefit?
I always say just start to tinker, right? It's important that you play around with the existing AI that you know that you have access to. You play around with whatever platforms you can, whether it's Copilot, whether it's ChatGPT, any of those platforms will start to get part of your brain to switch on to the opportunity. I think that becomes very important. Once you switch on to the opportunity, human beings have got a natural curiosity. Once you understand what it can do, you'll naturally lean into it to try and solve for your particular context. So I always say the first thing you need to do is start playing with it. As I always tell people, the first time you went on any social media platform, it was a strange experience because you logged into this thing and you maybe were expecting something to happen and nothing happened because you had no friends. But slowly as you played with it, you added a friend here, you liked a thing there, you got comfortable with it, and soon you were making posts, right? So it's exactly the same principle where you need to start tinkering with the technology that exists and you'll start to understand how the use case translates into your own business.
Mr. Kalinga, is there perhaps anything else that you would like to add that you feel is important that I might have left out?
Just maybe a quick spotlight on the journey that we have to all travel, from an ethical point of view, because with, early stage technologies and innovations like this, there's a huge aspect that impacts the man on the street, especially in developing markets, like Africa. And so the one last point I will add is that, we try and solve for that responsible approach to AI in thinking about the impact of being able to use technologies like these in your environment. And that's one aspect that everybody should be aware of. It is not something that has been solved for, but it's definitely something that should be front of mind. And that also will create very specific ways that you as a brand and business can think about developing talent, creating sustainable ways to bring people into your organization, and also ways to be able to use AI to optimize. So the human impact becomes really, really crucial and important. As we automate, as we get better at certain things, there is a natural, challenge around being able to keep people gainfully employed, especially those with lesser skills. So I think it's really important to not lose sight of that, because we might end up in a scenario where we're so far down the line and we haven't thought about it. So it's always good to keep that in the back of your mind.
Now that was Mr. Musa Kalinga, the Group Chief Executive Officer of Brave Group. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Lovely to join you.
Thank you very much.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.